The Record My Hours app allows employees to use their phones to record how much time they spend at work. Fair Work Ombudsman Natalie James says the app uses GPS-like technology known as geofencing to automatically track their hours.
So geofencing technology it's the same sort of technology used by Google and other apps to help triangulate your position. And so what it means is once you enter in the address of your workplace and it identifies the boundaries of that workplace and you can set it as a smaller or a larger boundary, it knows when, as long as you've got your wireless on, knows when you've stepped into your workplace and it starts recording your shift at that point. And when you finish a shift, it will give you a reminder, which is a good opportunity to go in and just fine-tune it. You can manually edit it to take into account meal breaks or if you happen to hang around at work longer than your actual shift.
She's concerned there's been a lack of progress when it comes to dealing with the exploitation of young and migrant workers.
When I worked in fast food many years ago, I used to clock on and clock off, but not everyone, not every cafe or every farmer has that kind of system. And so sometimes the accurate recording of hours isn't happening on the ground. And in the more concerning cases, of course, we see exploitation of workers and we see false records or indeed no records at all as a way of disguising underpayment of vulnerable workers.
But farm groups are not convinced an app they say encourages employees to spy on their boss will really lead to better conditions on the job. National Farmers Federation Chief Executive Tony Marr says he's concerned an app using built-in cameras to send confidential information about employers to the Ombudsman would undermine trust in the workplace. He also criticised the development of the app, which took 6 months, for failing to consult with agricultural industries. It's a sentiment echoed by horticulture lobby group GrowCom, which in January received funding from the Fair Work Ombudsman to launch a Fair Farms initiative to tackle worker exploitation. Chief Advocate Rachel McKenzie said it was disappointing industry wasn't consulted.
Well, it did come a bit of left field, yes. So I guess we understand their need to find tools to manage this situation. We understand that there is a problem and we want to be part of the solution, but, you know, it would be nice to be at the table and part of the conversation as well.
Growers are worried the app could be manipulated by disgruntled employees and used against them, even when they're acting legally. Rachel McKenzie again.
I'm also concerned that this doesn't address the issues, the real issues that we have, the really concerning stuff that we see on Four Corners. I think this goes nowhere to managing that. And, you know, there's a certain bad taste in my mouth about a spying app that we haven't really had any consultation around, particularly when we've just been funded through the Fair Work Ombudsman to develop our Fair Farms initiative, which is to try and, you know, take a positive approach to this and build better compliance across the industry.
She says while exploitation, particularly in horticulture, was a difficult issue, she believes progress is being made.
I think that it's out in the open and a lot more growers are acknowledging that there's a problem and that we need to do something about it. And we've had really positive response from many of our members about the Fair Farms initiative, particularly the certification aspect of it, where they're saying, yes, at least now there's something and I can demonstrate that I'm doing the right thing. And Fred Nurt down the road, who does the wrong thing, doesn't get to have that piece of paper. At the moment, there's nothing to differentiate the two in the marketplace.
She urged the Fair Work Ombudsman to focus on the big issues.
It's a multifaceted issue that has sort of strong extremes. So you've got at one extreme, you've got people being people trafficked who have their passports taken away from them and are put in hideous share houses, etc. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got minor record keeping issues. So I think we have to be careful not to lump all of this into one category. And I think it's really important that the Fair Work Ombudsman focuses on the serious end of the spectrum.
The NFF has called on Employment Minister Michaelia Cash to intervene and ask the Ombudsman to withdraw the app immediately, pending urgent consultation with the business community.